This is Nathan's Mum is Pregnant, a podcast about pregnancy, having toddlers, and gaining an identity beyond someone's mum. I share my pregnancy journey from 4 weeks and beyond. Good morning. Welcome back to the podcast. So, yeah, this week is 12 weeks, but as you'll notice from the title, I've actually titled it 12 to 13 weeks. The reason for this is I've had my dating scan and I've been moved forward slightly, and I just want the experience and advice and whatever that I'm sharing to be authentic, so I just wanted to do that rather than just sort of try and add another week in somewhere, because to be honest, I've not experienced that sort of full 12 weeks. Hope that makes sense. So, if we start first of all with the size of the baby, as you know, I love to keep an eye on how big the baby is, how much it's growing. So, from 12 to 13 weeks, it goes from the size of a kiwi to a peach, which, again, like, I can't believe quite how much it's growing. It's actually the size of a peach in me right now. So yeah, yesterday at the dating scan, it was 13 weeks and 2 days. So yeah, definitely the size of a peach, which is quite exciting. So they say, and by they, I mean just general advice that you see all over the internet and podcasts, and I listen to about 5 or 6 other pregnancy podcasts as well, is that sort of by 12, 13 weeks, the symptoms of morning sickness and so on won't quite have gone, but it definitely will have died down. And I do definitely feel it dying down. It's definitely still there, but it is dying down, so that's really good. I'm still really not great in the mornings, but I think that's just natural. I think if you're pregnant, you're gonna be feeling this sort of thing first thing in the morning. And I remember with my last pregnancy, that lasting for sort of 16, 17 weeks. So still a few weeks left of it, but it's all good. It means the baby's healthy, and that's what I just have to keep reminding myself. You know, that sickness reminds me that there's a healthy, growing baby in there. So, as I mentioned, this week has been scan week. So I went and had my dating scan, which was exciting, nerve-wracking, just like all the emotions. My husband, Aaron, he gets really nervous for these scans as well. I could see him, like, as soon as I lay down on the table, he's sort of sat upright and I can see he's not breathing, just staring. And the lady sort of put the thing on and you see the baby and you see it. And then I can never point it out myself. I always have to wait for them to point it out. But they point out the heartbeat and he's like, right, oh, that's it. I can chill now. Right, let's do the rest of this. It's just waiting for that heartbeat, for that like little confirmation that everything's okay in there, for sort of just letting your guard down. So yeah, got in there and she pointed out quite quickly, you know, there's the heartbeat. So that was really, really good. And it was probably the most enjoyable scan I have had. It was the lady that we had, I can't think what their job title is, the scanner. They do have a much more official job title than that. But anyway, she was so involved. She was so interactive, like showing us everything. She was really, really interactive. So with my first, Nathan, he was really still actually in all of his scans. He sort of did everything that he was meant to do. He was in all the right positions for everything, for the gender scan. He was really, 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 really compliant and just a very chilled out baby sort of lying there. Now this baby, completely different. It was like wriggling. It was literally turning upside down. It was kicking off me and doing these sort of jumps. It was crazy. I've never seen a baby move like that on a scan, and it's such a shame I couldn't record it. Yeah, they don't let you record it at the hospital. I'm sure they will when I go for my gender scan, which I'll talk about later. But yeah, it was really, really active. And Aaron was like, can you not feel that? Like, it was crazy watching it and knowing it was in my belly. But I was like, no, I literally can't feel a thing. I can't feel what it's doing. I've also been told my placenta is sort of at the front, which now, whenever I've had friends that have had that in the past, they've told me that it really affects feeling movement. But this scanner, really sorry, I know there is a proper title for this. Scanner told me it's not always the case, and that I shouldn't be worried just yet. You know, it may well be that I can't feel anything, but or not that I can't feel anything, that I feel it reduced to what I would normally have felt. But yeah, it nothing to be worried about. So if that is something else that you experience maybe at your scan, yeah, it's nothing to be worried about at all. So leading up to the scan, I was really nervous. Aaron was really nervous, as I said. We both get really nervous for these scans, just waiting for that heartbeat. But, and I, do you know what, I was nervous for like a few days before as well. I was nervous for quite a few days, sort of knowing that it was coming up. But yeah, it all worked out lovely in the end. It was a really lovely scan. It was nice to see the baby moving so much. Like, I don't know what it means for how the baby will be, but it was just very, very active in the womb. And Nathan is a very chilled child out of the womb. So if I'm going by how they reacted in, maybe this will be a much more excitable, active child, which is so not like me. I am so chilled and laid back. Like, I just, I don't know how I'd cope with someone so active, but there we go. Nothing I can do about it now. Yeah, I'm really excited actually to meet this little one. He, she seems very, very different actually, very different to the pregnancy that I had before, which leads me on to thinking about gender. I cannot stop thinking about the gender of this baby. Literally cannot stop thinking. I'm much more obsessed on it than I was last time. And I think because with your first, I don't know about anyone else, but I did really want a boy, and I got a boy, but I wasn't as fussed. Like, it could have been a boy or a girl. I wasn't too fussed with what I got. Whereas this time I would really like a girl, as I've made obvious before on the podcast. So I've got my gender scan booked in, but because of the dating scan moving me sort of forward a week, where I thought I was 12 weeks, I'm now 13, I've asked if I can move the gender scan a little bit closer, just because I can't wait to find out. So yeah, the gender scan, I'm still waiting to hear back if I can move it forward. If not, that's fine. It'll be, I think I'll be 18 weeks, because I booked it in for 17 just to be safe. So yeah, I think I'll be 18 weeks when I get the scan. So my gender scan is sort of the next, for me, it's the next, what's the word? Milestone. It's the next milestone in the pregnancy for me, is having this gender scan. Now, the gender scan, it's booked in with a company in Gloucester, actually, where I'm based, called Hey Baby. They have been absolutely amazing at preparing me for the scan. They share my excitement in everything that's going on. They're a really, really wicked company. I love them. Yeah, and I've been talking to the lady who owns it. She's really into it with you. And I feel like when I get there, I mean, obviously, once I've been there, I can give an honest review. But I just feel like it's going to be one of those places where everyone is just as excited as you are. So yeah, I literally cannot wait for my gender scan. I would really love it to be a couple of weeks earlier if it can be, but we'll see. But yeah, you can book these gender scans from 16 weeks. And I'll leave the link for Hey Baby in the description, because if you're pregnant and you're based in Gloucester like I am, there, honestly, I've never had such a good experience I've had gender scans, 3D scans. I've never had such a good experience with the people before. And yeah, I will obviously share exactly how the experience was after as well. Now, the other thing coming up is my next midwife appointment. Now, from what I remember, this appointment last time round was where I first heard Nathan's heartbeat, and I remember crying my little eyes out, because I remember when I had Nathan and I was 15 weeks, I was so fresh out of a miscarriage. You know, I was only sort of an extra month on top of that out of a miscarriage, so hearing his little heartbeat, yeah, literally set me off. And I was moving house that day as well. Yeah, I remember it was a really emotional day. So on the midwife appointment, the 15 to 16 week appointment that I'll have, hopefully I'll be able to hear it, their heartbeat, which I literally can't wait for. I feel like I don't know, it's one of my favourite things. And I know you can get Dopplers to hear it at home, but I've heard a lot about people getting addicted to these Dopplers. And I know what I'm like. I know that I'll be getting it out every night and having a little listen before I go to bed. So I'm not even going to entertain the thought of buying myself one, but I do love to hear their heartbeat. I love it. Now also 12 to 13 weeks is the time that we start to tell everyone else. So we start to tell, you know, if we haven't already told family, we start to let all the family know. I know I've let a few people know this morning, a few people know last night. Need to let work know. So yeah, they'll be sort of telling work. There's a few people at work that do already know because of my sickness and I've been signed off. I have, yeah, obviously on my sick note it says what I've got. So there's a few people that already know, but I'll be letting all my workmates know. So that's quite exciting. Yeah, I do love to sort of let people know that we're having a baby. And after having the scan, I'm even more excited. Like my excitingness about the pregnancy has doubled, if that's possible. And I think it has for Aaron as well, and also for Nathan. I think we're all really excited for this pregnancy, and especially for when the baby arrives as well, although that's a little while off. But yeah, it's very, very exciting. So it's only a quick podcast today. That's where I'm going to leave it for today. So next week, there's not too much going on actually in pregnancy. It's going to be more of a chat about things that I've found out, any sort of blogs that I've been reading. Yeah, there won't have been much in terms of like actual pregnancy experience because that's all coming in the 15, 16, 17 weeks. So yeah, make sure you tune in next week for some information that I want to share with you guys. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.